verse 1 of chapter 2. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the fortress. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. Now, again, we have here the Medo-Babylonian forces that came under Cyaxares and Nabopolassar that came against Assyria and destroyed it. And it's very interesting that Nahum here tells Assyria, you sure better fortify yourself. I think that's a biting sarcasm myself, because the Assyrians spared no one, and they thought that their place was impregnable, that they could withstand any kind of a judgment. Well, God is saying to this nation that you're going to be destroyed. Now, verse 2, for the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel, for the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. This is a detailed prophecy now, which is today an accurate historical record of what really took place at that time. And it speaks of the finality of the judgment of God upon the nation Assyria. It would never make a comeback. Assyria never did make a comeback and never will make a comeback. Babylon will, and also some other nations. But Assyria, one of the great world powers in the ancient world, will not make a comeback. God makes that very, very clear. Now, the capture of Nineveh here is described in rather lurid terms, to tell the truth. And it reveals how terrible it was. And you could write over this entire passage here. You could write over it, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. They had been a very brutal nation, one of the most brutal nations that the world has seen. When we were studying the book of Jonah, I called attention at that time to the fact that one of the things the Assyrians did to their enemies was to bury them out in the desert, in the sand, right up to their neck, up to their chin, and then put a thong through their tongue and leave them out in the hot blazing sun, first to go mad and then to die. That was one of the nice little things that the Assyrians came up with. And they had several other little surprises for their enemies, and it is said that when the Assyrians were marching, that the enemy ahead would, many places, an entire community, would commit suicide rather than fall into the hands of the brutal Assyrians. They were dreaded and feared in the ancient world. And we find here that now they're beginning to move, but now the movement is in another direction. They are no longer the aggressor. But the Medes and the Babylonians are coming up against them.